Some guy got four.
Yeah, it was Josh Hamilton.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hey, it's 9:46 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. And joining us now at our little storefront location here, Victory Plaza, is the great Tom Green, who will be at the Addison Improv this weekend, starting tonight.
All right. Great to be
here.
Good
to see you. Thanks for coming on our show again.
Yeah, this is nice. You're set up here down out front out at the American Airlines Center.
Home of the Mavericks and Stars.
Yeah, the Mavericks. That was pretty cool. You had the Lamar Odom there this year.
Yeah.
I heard they were going to sub Chloe in for him instead.
She may have been better.
Yeah. She would have been pretty good, too, I bet.
She may have been better.
Yeah. But, yeah, this is cool. This is nice. So it's sort of like a remote location. We've got these headsets on. We've got just to paint the picture for everyone listening.
Thank you.
Theater of the mind here.
Mm-hmm.
We're all wearing the remote headsets with the microphone attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on this cable here. And I just noticed that you've got a lot of cable. I want to try something.
You can
something.
Go out into the plaza
see how far away I can get.
He's going to pull down every bit of our equipment off this table.
Look, I can get all... No.
20 feet away now.
I'm outside now.
You know, time...
I'm a good 30... feet away from you guys.
You've got 2 miles of cable there.
Yeah. Still going. Look at that.
Look how far away I can get. Look.
See if I can take a picture of Tom.
Yeah, take a picture of me and tweet it out to me.
Exciting.
So that you can hear the wind in the microphone.
This is kind of like near and far on Sesame Street.
It's like near and far. So right now, everybody listening, I am far away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to tweet this now.
And then I'll come back now.
Just like Ernie used to do. He's walking towards the camera.
We can get a near. But it's just I just wanted to do that because I saw how much cable I had and I wanted to just kind of see if I could go to the end
of my
leash there. But here I had a funny story I wanted to tell you guys about sports if you want to hear a funny story.
Funny sports stories.
So I'm from Ottawa, Canada, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a huge Ottawa Senators fan because you know I'm from Ottawa and I'm hockey. I grew up playing hockey. And when you're from Canada, you grow up playing hockey. So I'm on tour doing stand up comedy and I was in New York a few months ago and I went down to the Rangers game. And after the game, someone from the Rangers organization came up and said, hey, you want to say something? Say go Rangers into a video camera or something for us, and we'll put it up on the Jumbotron, right? So I said, okay, that sounds pretty cool, be in the Jumbotron at Madison Square Gardens.
Yeah.
So I said, go Rangers, right? And I did all this go Rangers stuff. And this was, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. So then cut to the playoffs, and Ottawa Senators are playing the Rangers in the first series of the Stanley Cup, you know, playoffs, right? And I'm on Twitter, and I start getting all these tweets from Ottawa saying, hey, why are you saying go Rangers during the Senators games at Madison Square Gardens, right? So I'm getting a lot of crap from my hometown. So I went on Twitter, and I started saying, you know, go Sens, right? So then I was back in New York a few weeks ago, and everyone was mad. The radio guy called me from the sports radio show there in New York, called me, and he said, what are you doing on the MSG screen saying go Rangers and tweeting Sens? And they're calling me a Benedict Arnold. So they were mad at me in New York, and they're mad at me in my hometown.
Yeah, you can't keep everybody happy.
These sports people get so riled up about this stuff, right? I mean, I'm just trying to have a good time, right? I was just saying go Rangers at the Rangers game, and then all of a sudden everyone's mad at me. People were, you know, people in my hometown, they want to beat the crap out of me, basically. Now they already did want to beat the crap out of me in my hometown, though.
Did
so.
They?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Now you live in America now, though, right?
Yeah, I've been living in Los Angeles for about 12 years. I moved there when my show was on MTV, and I love it. I love America. You guys got a great thing going on down here.
You think so?
Yeah.
You ever want to get the citizenship deal? Dual citizenship?
I've got my green card, so that's sort of like that.
Right.
Sort of fine. I don't know if I'd pass the test. That seems like it involves studying. It feels like school and stuff. I'm a little...
You may have to learn something.
I don't know that Americans could pass that test if you actually gave it to native-born people.
I would consider it, but, you know, I think, you know, when you're Canadian, you still always... You always hold on to that Canadian pride deep down, but it's too cold up there right now, though.
Now, your parents still live up there? Or did you move them down? Or?
Yeah, they live up there, and...
Have you left them alone yet?
Yeah, I pretty much do. Because I used to do the pranks on my parents all the time.
Right. And those were real, right? These weren't set up, or were they in on it in any way?
No, they were never in on it. That was always part of the show, was to try to get a reaction. We wanted to get a real reaction from people in general. And it was those early days of video, home video. And people reacted a lot more authentically, I think, more real in the early 90s when you'd barge mm-hmm. into their bedroom in the middle of the night with a, you know, a bunch of goats or something like that. You
know? We were just watching some of those old, man, they are so, so awkward.
It's still so cringeworthy. So cringeworthy. Yeah, so do you feel guilty about any of that stuff? Like your parents? I mean, you're like...
No, I always had this relationship with my parents where we would joke around with each other a lot. And I never really did anything that I think was permanently scarred our relationship. They would get angry for sure, like when I did the Slutmobile. You can say that on the radio.
Yeah, right? Yeah, sure. We were talking about that.
I painted some pornography professionally airbrushed on the hood of their car, and they were you know, filmed their reactions, and they couldn't take the car to work, and they were sort of grumbling.
You drove up to the bus stop.
Yeah, it was fun. It's all on YouTube. Go look at it on YouTube. It's all new. That's what's fun about those clips, is they fly around the internet now. Uh-huh. When I was doing that stuff, there was no YouTube. I didn't know that people were going to be able to see this for the rest of my life. I probably wouldn't have humped
Haunt
the dead
you.
Moose.
Right.
Probably would not have humped the dead moose if I knew YouTube was going to come along. Now, that was just supposed to air once.
Right, right.
That was only supposed to air once.
So what's your stand-up like? You mess with the audience a lot, or what do you do?
Yeah, I like to talk to the audience. I like to talk about things that I think are ridiculous about the world. It's a very high-energy show. I'm just talking about all sorts of different subjects. And I grew up loving stand-up comedy did stand-up when I was a kid, and the last few years I decided, you know, this is something that I can take some time now and do, and I've been off on the road, like I said, last couple of years nonstop. I was just in Australia for 5 weeks, and it's a lot of fun, and it's just a very crazy show. People got to come down. I'm at the Improv all weekend in Addison.
Starting tonight.
Starting tonight. Yeah. Now, when you live in Dallas and you say Addison, everyone knows where Addison is, right?
Pretty much.
It's like a suburb.
Yeah, just to the north of Dallas.
Yeah. So come on down there. That's where it's going to be, Dallas. Everybody, get in your car. Come on down to Addison. We're going to party. We're going to drink some beers and have some fun. And I like to mess with the crowd, but I don't mess with the crowd too much. I talk about things that I think are a concern to me. You know, like Facebook. I talk a lot about Facebook and how we got to cancel our Facebook pages and get back to living life the way it used to be. Mm-hmm. Living life where we talk.
What's the matter
people.
With Facebook?
I like
What's
that
your,
idea.
I just think it's just too invasive. I just like, you know, I like the way we used to be able to lie about what we had done the night before. You know, we used to be able to sort of just live our lives and not worry about being watched, Big Brother watching every move that we make. So I have some you know different things that I talk about how it sort of affects people's marriages, and I get into that, and I goof on some married couples in the audience and talk.
Now you've only been married the one time, right? Or
that's
have you been
true,
remarried
yeah.
or
yeah.
anything like that?
No, not yet. No, not remarried yet. But
do you want to give it another go, or does
I'll give it another go. Sure, yeah, I'll give it my first go. The first marriage, I was only married for like a couple months, right?
How long was that marriage? You were married to Drew Barrymore for...
That's
what,
right, yeah. Like I probably shouldn't have brought up marriage, probably, right? Because then
now you got to talk about
that
it.
That leads you right into that.
Right.
And then I got to talk about all that stuff. But I brought it up, so, I mean, I can't complain about it, right?
Well, yes.
I brought it up, you know?
What was the most difficult thing about...
It comes up occasionally anyways, people bring
that up. What was the most difficult thing about marriage to you?
I don't know. I wasn't married long enough to really be a real sort of spokesperson for marriage. But, I think I had a lot of fun. It was a fun relationship, and it was interesting. You know, I think at the time it was just sort of an odd marriage for me. So it was the kind of thing that I was just new to this whole show business thing, right? I'd been living in my parents' basement a year earlier, you know, painting their house plaid and stuff, and all of a sudden, you know, it's weird being married when all of a sudden they're talking about your marriage in the National Enquirer and saying stuff that's not true. That was what was weird about my marriage. Probably not typical of your average marriage, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you guys practice the open door policy on the bathroom stuff? would you do it behind closed doors, or were you all that free and easy with each other?
Yeah, you know, I think we did. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if we actually had that policy. We didn't talk about that. but
is that a policy in place necessarily on that?
Yeah, but it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's been fun. It's fun. You know, it's fun doing this tour. I've had fun doing the comedy. I've had a lot of fun over the years and living in Hollywood and some strange experiences like that. I've had some.
Who do you hang out with out there? Do you have good friends in Hollywood? Or
yeah, I have a lot of good friends in Hollywood. You know, because I built this web TV studio on my house a few years ago, mm-hmm. kind of like this, basically.
Yeah.
I basically
mm-hmm.
set up a little portable studio in my living room, and I started doing these talk shows on my website, and I just got to meet, basically I invited everybody up to my house who I just really loved, comedians that I loved and people that I always wanted to meet, and amazingly some of them actually showed up, And, you know, I did the show for 5 years and got to meet lots of great people and became friends with many of them, like guys like Steve-O from Jackass. Or
yeah, you did like 3.5 hours with him one night of him drunk off his
Yeah, I think I was
ass.
Drunk too. Yeah,
oh,
so,
were you?
Yeah, he doesn't drink anymore. I still do. But he's cleaned up and has gotten
healthy.
Were
you ever a drug guy? Were you ever into drugs?
Not or? Really, no. Not really. Not hard drugs, anyways. I mean,
just pot and...
Yeah, I've tried that. I've tried it before. I didn't inhale, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I did.
I quite believe you.
That's the whole point. I'm sure as the second Obama gets elected, you know, reelected, you know, the first thing he's going to do is probably just roll up a big fat one and legalize the whole thing, right?
If you could vote, would you vote for Obama this time?
Well, I can't vote, so it doesn't really matter.
That's why
does
the hypothetical of if you could vote.
You know, I think I probably would, but that doesn't mean that I don't see both sides of the issues. You know, I try to stay pretty. I try to stay pretty
non-committal.
Non-committal with my comedy, at least. I want everybody to have fun at my shows, but and you know, I know people get pretty serious about this stuff in this day and age, and I don't really consider myself to be a political commentator. But I probably would. You know, I think some of his issues, I think in his policies, may be a little bit more. Liberal in Canada is not a bad word, right? So, you know, I'm a little bit more of a liberal person myself. Like you mentioned pot, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I've smoked that before. I'm not ashamed to say that on the radio. Am I going to get arrested? I know we're in Texas.
No.
Will I get arrested?
Hold on a second, Tom. George, pot is marijuana.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know what the heck you were talking about.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, I think that, you know, honestly, if you want my honest opinion about it, I think it's all a big sham half the time, you know? I mean, these guys are all just trying to get elected. It doesn't matter if you're liberal, if you're Democrat, or if you're Republican. They're just all trying to get elected. And once they get in there, it's a big bureaucracy. Do they really get anything done anyways? It's just about getting elected and arguing all day, and nothing really ever happens. I think they should just ban all laws. Just ban government.
I
think somebody should run on that policy. Let's just get rid of the government, ban all laws, let's have anarchy. Let's have an anarchy party. That would be good. Uh-huh. I think I'd be more behind that, to be honest with you. People will figure it out. People aren't going to be running around killing each other. And if they do that anyways, right? They do that anyways. People are running around killing each other, right? The people are going crazy right now. The economy's crashed. People are running around lighting fires, killing one another. Let's just get rid of the government. It's not working anyways. That's my opinion.
He's off on a rant. This is like, this is crazy.
I just wanted to know if Undercutter's Pizza is still
That's
in business.
My opinion. That's my opinion.
Yeah, George is obsessed with Undercutter's Pizza.
Yeah.
He won't
is that still
let
in
it
business,
go.
Or did it like last only like a day or something? That wasn't a real business?
I tried to create a company called Undercutter's Pizza, where I would follow pizza guys to their...
Their destination,
right? Uh-huh. And then when I get there, I would pull out my own pizza... And try to sell it for cheaper.
With the tackle box of ingredients.
Yeah, I brought the ingredients in a fishing tackle box and a plain pizza, and I make it right there on the driveway for the people.
It seems like it would work.
Yeah, so that's on YouTube, too, and I shot that bit. But the thing that was kind of weird about that bit was we had just moved to New York from Canada, and we're doing the show, and we followed this pizza guy. And the joke was supposed to be on the pizza guy. The pizza guy was supposed to get mad at me, and that was the joke. We made a pizza guy mad at me, and we'd go home and edit it and put it on TV. But the guy we delivered the pizza to was he was working on his car. He was in Long Island. He looked like he was, you know, kind of an angry guy, and he basically tried to kill me with a hammer.
Right. That's right, he got a hammer.
The pizza guy didn't care.
So how do you get releases from a guy who you've pissed off so much?
Well,
or
you know,
was that in the days when, release?
No,
release.
We actually did get him to sign a release. That was one of the things that when we went to MTV, that was one of the new things we had to do was get releases signed. And there was a lot of great moments that never aired because of that, actually, which was frustrating. But we came up with a system. We'd send you know, hot women back to the house in bikinis, you know, with money.
Right.
You know, and they'd sort of talk to the guy, and then he'd sort of eventually say, oh. So a lot of times, though, people, when they realized after... that it was going to be on MTV.
Right.
They just thought I was, you know, some jerk running up to them with a camera. And then they found out I was a jerk running up to them with a camera, but it was going to be on MTV. So
therefore, you weren't as jerky.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go because we're cutting into Norm Hitchcock's show. We've actually gone over our time.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
Addison Improv.
Yeah. I may head on out there.
Great Tom Green.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Yeah.
Hope it goes